This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, April 18th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll look at an upcoming conference on the U of I campus where you can look in on advances in the cause of sustainability. We'll also get a forecast for the weekend from Scott Oltoff. First, a look at today's news. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake shook the Midwest early this morning. That quake happened just before 4:37, and it was centered in southeast Illinois near West Salem in Edwards County. There were no reports of damage or injury in east central Illinois at first, though phone banks at the Champaign County Medcad Center were filled with people calling in to ask what happened. One burglar alarm service said it also got false alarms into its Springfield office from throughout the central part of the state. Randy Baldwin is with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says residents shouldn't be surprised if they feel more shaking.
Generally, aftershocks can always be expected on a quake about this size, and they may range, from a few hours to even a few days later. So, that could be expected. Generally, they are smaller than the initial shock.
Baldwin says the earthquake probably occurred on the Wabash Fault System, which is an offshoot of the larger New Madrid system to the south. He says the system sees a tremor of this size about once every 10 to 20 years. The quake this morning could be felt for hundreds of miles away from the epicenter. Baldwin says that's because it was relatively shallow, occurring only about 7 miles below the Earth's surface. An annual survey completed by the University of Illinois Law School shows Champaign County juries still don't reflect local population numbers. For the fourth straight year, a disparity exists. The 2007 jury pool showed that while Caucasian women were overrepresented, there were slightly fewer African Americans than expected and very few Asians and Hispanics. U of I law student Greg Rubio says he still believes defendants locally are receiving fair trials, and the disparity is more about speaking to their peace of mind.
Shouldn't the defendant be able to look across and see a jury that she considers or he considers to be genuinely a jury of her peers or his peers? That perception has significance, to my mind. And so I think a study like this is important because it sort of pushes us, it helps us to move, and to the extent it draws out these questions of jury demographics.
The survey was conducted by Champaign County's League of Women Voters. Law professor Steve Beckett says it's hard to pinpoint why so many more white women are serving on juries, but he says it could simply be a societal issue that comes down to availability. Beckett, who also serves on the county board, says better pay for jurors is not an option now given the state of county finances. There were no apologies one day after a contentious hearing at the Illinois Capitol. Democrats sparred with each other this week over a measure that could allow voters to recall state elected officials. Sean Crawford has more.
Allies of Governor Rod Blagojevich clashed with those who are mounting a recall effort against him. While the attacks turned personal, at least one of those involved, Senator Donnie Trotter, says he has no regrets.
Certainly there were some things that were said that were a little over the top and maybe should not have been said, but not a regrets. As I pointed out before, unfortunately, the lieutenant governor brings out the best in all of us.
Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn is among the most vocal backers of recall. He and Trotter argued publicly during the hearing. Trotter says negotiations are continuing, but Quinn says he believes Trotter is stalling until a looming deadline has passed. I'm Sean Crawford.
The chairman of the Champaign County Board, Pius Weibel, says he plans to have a slate of nominees for the new nursing home board of directors up for a vote at next Thursday's county board meeting. Weibel says he wants the board to include a wide range of people with business experience they can use to help the financially strapped nursing home.
Including the healthcare business, for example, we'll probably have at least one retired doctor, we'll have at least one nurse on the board. People have experience in other business, but other people just have management experience.
Weibel is bringing his nominees to the county board for approval a month earlier than first planned. He made the change after Tuesday's county board session on the nursing home. The nursing home is facing a financial crisis because of a cut in Medicaid funding. The county board lent it enough money to keep it going until June, but county officials say major changes are needed to help the nursing home after that. The Urbana School District is amassing more money to give teachers across the region a firsthand view of history. A federal grant of nearly $1 million is coming to District 116. Teachers from Urbana and five other districts will travel to archives locally and around the country to gather research.
Project Coordinator Kathy Barber says that research translates into more active and engaging history lessons for students.
The students themselves are doing investigation by looking at reproductions of photographs or letters or newspaper articles from the time period and piecing things together themselves, starting to analyze historical issues and problems themselves in a very active way.
Barber says the goal is to link happenings in central Illinois to broader themes in American history, such as wars or the 1918 flu epidemic. It's the fourth time in 7 years the Urbana schools have won the Teaching American History grant. The University of Illinois Music Department will expand its boundaries over the next several years. As AM580's Jeff Bossert reports, the World Music Center's grand opening this weekend will provide just a glimpse of things to come.
The gamelan is a set of instruments from Indonesia that's built to serve as one ensemble. They can include a couple of chimes, but also string instruments, gongs, and drums. This is one example of what will be heard today through Sunday to commemorate the opening of the Robert E. Brown Center for World Music. It's named for the late ethnomusicologist who coined the term world music, leaving a number of instruments from countries like Indonesia and Turkey to the U of I. Philip Yampolsky is the center's founding director. He says the facility will present a challenge to both students and the community.
Not so much the popular music as on the elaborate, more complicated traditions, the traditional music, which often has, a lot of, you have to understand quite a bit about the culture and about the belief system and the day-to-day life in those places in order to see where the music fits into it.
Yampolsky says one goal of the center will be to bring in at least one visiting artist from a different world region each year. This opening weekend includes an academic symposium entitled Canons and Musical Scholarship and Performance, a lecture and demonstration on Indian dance, and two weekend concerts. Further details are on the U of I School of Music's website. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. The AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Does the approach of Earth Day get you wondering about issues like climate change and biodiversity? In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor previews the Environmental Horizons Conference, where you can find how efforts on the U of I campus are advancing the cause of sustainability.
Back in 1987, a report commissioned by the United Nations defined sustainable development as development that meets the needs of the present, without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. In the years since then, the concept of sustainability has come to serve as a focus for thinking about a wide range of environmental questions. In that spirit, the 10th Annual Environmental Horizons Conference, hosted on campus next week by the University of Illinois Environmental Council, has been conceived of as a sustainability summit. According to Environmental Council Director William Sullivan, sustainability means that something will last and that it is equitable. In his words, environmental sustainability ensures that social, economic, and ecological processes are maintained so that both the short and long-term quality of life and the health and diversity of natural ecosystems are not compromised. Daytime sessions at the Environmental Horizons Conference will feature panels of University of Illinois faculty who are working to define and resolve the greatest environmental challenges the world faces today. Topics for these panels include everything from land and water use to biodiversity, energy, and climate change. If you take an interest in such issues, these panels provide an excellent opportunity to engage with experts who are working right here in East Central Illinois on issues that are of consequence worldwide. The Environmental Horizons Conference will also offer opportunities to learn about the exciting environmental research being conducted by University of Illinois undergraduates and graduate students, with poster displays where they will be on hand to explain their work. This work includes everything from the challenges of developing water supplies in Nigeria to the impact of native planting for sustaining bee populations, to the role of natural environments in curbing symptoms of ADHD. Evenings at the Environmental Horizons Conference will offer opportunities to hear from nationally recognized speakers on two of the central questions of our day. On Wednesday evening, Richard J. Jackson, former director of the National Center for Environmental Health at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control will speak about the ways patterns of suburban development based on travel by car degrade human health. Jackson anticipates that an understanding of the connection between the environments we build for ourselves and our well-being can put us on a better track for the future. He looks forward to a world in which our children and grandchildren will be able to walk or bicycle home from their workplaces through attractive communities. On Thursday evening, Majora Carter, Executive Director of Sustainable South Bronx and a 2005 MacArthur Fellow, will talk about what she terms greening the ghetto. Carter will address both the how and why of green development in America's low-income urban areas and talk about the broad consequences to our society if we fail in this endeavor. The Environmental Horizons Conference will take place next Wednesday and Thursday, April 23rd and 24th, at the Illini Union on the University of Illinois campus. Members of the campus community and the general public alike are welcome to attend, and no registration is required. Further details are available via the University of Illinois Environmental Council's website.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Council. To find out more about the Environmental Almanac or listen to it again, you can follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu, and you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of the Provost. There's a very slight risk of an aftershock, I suppose, today, but after that, we'll see a cloudy sky, windy and mild, with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms popping up in the Champaign-Urbana area during the afternoon. Throughout Illinois, clouds with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms, still lingering sunshine in Indiana, and highs across the two states ranging from 54 in far northwest Illinois to 77 in far southern Indiana, 70 in Champaign-Urbana. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows across the two states from 47 in the north to 52 south. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms, and highs between 57 in western Illinois and 65 in northern Indiana. The high in Champaign-Urbana, 57 degrees. Some lingering showers Saturday night, 46. Then sunshine returns for Sunday with a high of 72 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, April 18th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.